Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
All right, well, welcome back. I'm Reba Haas.
And I'm Eric Osnes.
And this is Open House with Team Reba. So we finished before the break talking a little bit about crime issues and things of that nature. And then, of course, during the break, you and I were just chatting. I was telling you that my bank, I sent them a message yesterday about some upcoming travel I have. And they sent me an email back saying, oh, well, we need to have you call our fraud department because there's this activity and we've been trying to reach you. I call them and I learn that someone in Panama is trying to use my debit card to book an airline ticket. And then I ask, well, how long ago did they do this if you're trying to reach me? And they said on the 28th of last month. And I went,
Kind of taking their time getting around to that.
I know. I'm like, wait a minute. I had to contact you about three upcoming trips I have.
Yeah.
And that's when I find out that this happened. Man. So now they're like, oh, we want to cut your card off and we want to do. And I was like, no. Like, wait a minute until I sort something else out because that's a lot of hassle you just brought up.
That's, oh, yikes. Before we forget here, you can reach us toll free today, 866-712-1300. On Business Radio 1300, you can also tweet us at Team Reba, or you can email me directly, eric@ericismybanker.com. So call us with your questions or tweet us with your questions. We'll be happy to answer them. And also, if you have something during the week, a burning finance or real estate question that you really want to know, send us a message. We'll be sure and talk about it on the following week. All right, Reba, so what else are you not allowed to talk about?
Oh, goodness. Well, things that, sometimes it's not just what we talk about. It's the language used in listing properties.
The do's and don'ts and all that. Some really surprise me. Like, I'm going to be real controversial here. I'll throw out some terms to you.
Please do.
Family room.
Well, that's actually listed in the MLS as a definitive term, so
that's acceptable now. Really?
Well,
I tried to run an ad once, and I was not allowed to use the word family.
Well, it depends on the context, right? So we have in the MLS, at least our local Northwest Multiple Listing Service, the room descriptions include family room because there's great room, family room, living room, because those are considered sometimes different types of spaces. One is more, a living room might be considered more formal than the family room.
Got it.
And it's not considered a bonus room because maybe you have a living and a family, but yet still also a bonus room. So they're trying to find all these descriptive terms, right?
Yeah, playbook.
Yeah. But what I can't use family in is, let's say I'm describing a house and I say, great for families. Schmeck.
Yep.
Not
you've just offended everyone who doesn't have a family.
Well, yeah, you're not supposed to talk about familial status.
Right.
Because someone who's single.
That would be a fair housing issue.
It's a fair housing issue, absolutely. Sure. And actually in City of Seattle, Washington State, and King County, you know, there's all these different, you know, protected groups and whatnot.
Right.
So there's a lot of things you can't
Well, the one that always I still have to force myself to be correct on it is accessory dwelling unit, which we called a mother-in-law unit, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's funny because we get so tied up in some of our own language sometimes that I'll say, this with a ADU instead of MIL. And people are like, I'm sorry, what?
Oh, what?
Getting that out of the public consciousness is a tougher thing to do, right?
That's right.
So, yeah, accessory dwelling unit, aka ADU.
Right. That's the same thing as a MIL, aka mother-in-law unit.
Yeah. So we can't use MIL anymore.
Got it.
And another one that many people are surprised is you can't say this house is it's walkable to nearby parks, grocery.
Things
of that nature. Yeah, that's when I use walk score.
Yeah.
I can say walk score of
95
or 78 or whatever it is because that's a website.
Okay. Yeah.
But the idea of saying something's walkable, well, not everybody can walk.
Right. Sure.
So that's another one that's a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, in our industry, we have to do a lot of self-policing. People don't know this. And in our multiple, there's a little blue whistle icon. So when you're looking at listings within
database, you can rat out someone?
You can rat people out. I do it all the time.
Oh my gosh. Oh. Oh no.
I'm a proud whistleblower of sorts.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, you know, because I was, you know,
realtors are so catty. I got to say, it's
well, it depends
funny.
On how egregious someone is with the issue.
Sure,
I
sure.
mean, there's some stuff where it's like, dude, you should know better. Like, that's just blatantly out there. Like, you can't do that. But a lot of times what I will do is I'll call the agent first.
Sure.
And if they cop an attitude with me, I'm like, fine,
okay,
that's a findable offense. There you go. I'll just send it in.
Off you go.
Yeah. So
I know one agent that actually makes fun of the photos that some realtors put in the multiple where
I do all the time.
They're too lazy to even get out of their car. There was one I saw the other day.
The other day, his headlights in the dark were on the house. It's one picture, too. And I'm like, what?
Oh, I saw one that was sideways. You had to like.
Oh yeah!
Flip, I had to stand on my head to
actually
look at the
picture. Oh, realtor was doing cartwheels while taking pictures, and you could tell by all the rest of the blurry photos that just went by. Like, what in the world were you thinking?
Oh, that's kind of scary. Oh well, Well, I mean, there's going to be all types out there. So I'll
throw out there, anyone listening, if you're thinking about selling your house at all, please, I don't care who you're working with. When you get done having your house put on market, make your agent send you your listing. You'd be amazed that one little step that a seller misses.
Yeah.
Because if they actually saw what their house looked like on the internet, they'd probably be horrified.
Right. Or the write-up about it.
Yeah.
You know, as well.
Oh, there's tons of misspellings. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I first got in the industry and they were saying, you know, be careful what you type in the marketing remarks because we only have 500 characters that we can use.
Yeah.
It's just barely better than Twitter.
You
right?
have to be concise.
You have to be concise. And if I see dinning room again, I'm just going to scream like, learn how to spell it. But the one that our instructor, when I did my licensing, said, please make sure you know how to spell the word deck properly because on occasion, you see people going on about the wonderful large.
Oh, yeah, interesting.
Yeah, outdoor area to entertain.
Sure.
And you're like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Spell check before you hit send.
I'm definitely not buying that house.
Oh, yeah. So there's all kinds of words that we are restricted from saying in the language of listings. It's worth it, you know, because we'll ask our clients sometimes to, you know, give us some feedback about the house. Like, what do you love about it that we think that another buyer would love about the house, too?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you've lived here. You've experienced it. There's a reason why you love this place. Tell us what that is. And sometimes the things they tell us, we're like, oh, we can't say that. But we can say this. And so we'll, you know, make sure that they understand why we're doing things a certain way and, you know, the rules we have to follow type of thing.
Got it.
But
Got it.
That's part of it. So I'm going to bring up one of the taboos, though, that we discussed just briefly in last week's show. Or no, 2 weeks ago, I think it was, when your buddy Andy called in, was making a joke about salmon.
Oh,
doing bribes for these multiple offer situations.
Right. Yeah.
Like, how can I get...
I think we had someone actually. Well, how do I bribe someone from Ballard?
Yeah.
You know, to accept my offer. And
exactly.
Yeah, I think we did agree on salmon would be a good one.
No, but, you said lutefisk.
Oh, I said lutefisk. Yeah. Right.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. He wanted to know what kind of salmon. You said no lutefisk. But that brought up the point of there's other taboos around. You can't do certain things outside of closing. You know, buyers and sellers cannot collude. And the agents involved cannot collude for outside agreements.
That's right.
And talk about how that impacts from the lending side.
Well, it can impact it significantly because there's actually disclosures that are signed at closing that state there are no outside agreements, you know, apart from the real estate contract.
Right. And you had a great example of one that was not a violation. I actually had a conversation with a couple of other agents the other night. Yeah. And I said something about, you know, those Seahawk tickets.
Yeah, that was legit.
And they were like, oh, no. And I'm like, no. It was in the contract.
Yeah, we had a seller who knew that the buyer worked for the Seahawks. And part of the condition was that the seller shall be provided with 50-yard line tickets for opening day.
That's a lucky dude.
It was, that the deal went through. We documented it. Off we went. So, yeah.
Well, and, people forget sometimes, too, because some folks are like, wait, how can you do that? You can buy a house. If you don't have a loan involved.
Right.
You can buy a house for a myriad of other things.
All kinds of different things.
Yeah, if you had diamonds that you wanted to exchange for a house, you could do that.
You could.
Gold doubloons,
We actually had a horse used as a portion of a down payment once.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you. That was quite a few years ago, but we had to document the value of that animal, and that was part of
that. There's like a pet appraiser?
We pretty much did. Yes.
I could see if it's
if
it's a high dollar horse
or
a race
and that's
horse
what it was.
Or
it was
show horse
what are the
something?
Dancing ones? I forget what they're called now.
I know.
It'll come back to me here. But it's absolutely something that can be done. We've seen, in the lending world, if any asset's used for a transaction, we have to document the value and document the paper trail.
Yeah.
Call it CSI Fannie Mae here.
Right.
And we see that with cars. A lot of times someone sells a classic car. Well, we have to document what was it worth and get the bill of sale and get the copy of the check and show the money being deposited and all of that. So,
My old mentor in the industry in Florida, he and another fella, they swapped houses.
Oh, sure.
They had to have them both appraised. They had to be at equal value and then
Absolutely.
Swap the deeds. There you go.
Absolutely.
It was a very interesting transaction. So,
well, there you go. Well, and kind of along that line, there's lots of creative things that you can do. There's some things that you can't do along that same sort of topic.
Okay. Yeah.
Anything that's illegal, for instance.
You mean like swapping drugs? What do you mean?
Right. Things like that. We struggle with, from a lending standpoint, any cash use, if there's financing involved.
Oh, right.
We have to track the source of that.
Right, because there can't be money laundering going on, right?
Exactly. There's federal laws. There's also the Anti-Terrorism Act.
Yep.
There's Anti-Money Laundering Act. That requires if a lender's involved, that we have to document an acceptable source, for the funds that are being used.
Yeah, that's usually a big surprise to some buyers because they think, oh, well, what if it's a gift or what if it's that? And they don't realize.
Oh, if we can document the source, we're fine, but we got to be careful about that. When we come back, more of Real Estate Taboos on Business Radio 1300 KKOL.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.